if indeed they invoke the suspended sentence for several years, Julius Malema may not be able to operate as a member or as a leader of the ANC or the ANC Youth League. On the other hand, the disciplinary committee might take the position that it's not enough to invoke the suspended sentence of 2010. They might then want to impose additional censure, which might include expulsion from the party. But even if they do so, he can still appeal. Even if the appeals committee of the ANC finds against him, he can still take the matter to the National Working Committee of the ANC. So it's quite possible that this matter will only be concluded in December next year at the National Conference of the ANC.
Why do you think the ANC changed its position on the venue for the hearing? They said they were going to change the venue, and then they said, in fact, they were going to leave it at the ANC headquarters.
The strongest possibility is that when Mr. Gwede Mantashe, the Secretary General of the ANC, announced that they were changing venues, he had not consulted Malema's team. So I suspect Malema's team objected, and on that basis, the ANC had to change its mind.
If Malema had to step down as the ANC Youth League president, who would replace him?
Well, his deputy would have to step up, assuming, of course, that his deputy himself is not suspended or expelled from the ANC. There are some who are even talking about having the entire leadership of the ANC Youth League suspended. There are voices coming out of the ANC Women's League that say that the status of the ANC Youth League must be changed to that of a desk instead of a fully-fledged league.
If Malema is kicked out of the ANC, who will South Africa's disenfranchised youth turn to next?
The impression has been created that the only people who are concerned about the amelioration of the social and economic conditions of the poor is the Youth League and Mr. Malema. In reality, they may be the loudest voice, but there are other voices, civil society, in the South African Communist Party, in the Congress of South African Trade Unions, and elsewhere, that have been arguing quite strongly that in the past 17 years, a gap between what our democracy promises and what it actually delivers has been growing. The poor, particularly, have been becoming increasingly angry and frustrated.
How concerned will Jacob Zuma be about the disciplinary hearing against Malema?
I think we've passed the point where what we should be looking at is just the disciplinary hearing and its possible outcome. I suspect that the broader political battle is a battle that seeks to achieve goals much broader than goals that can be achieved through a disciplinary hearing. So even if Mr. Malema is expelled from the party, there is no guarantee that the broader political battle against President Zuma will stop.